Let's pray. We are gathered here, Lord Jesus Christ, for the purpose of hearing from you. For you said, Lord, that whenever we gather the way we are gathered, that you come around, Lord God, and you speak to our hearts, Father. We give you back this meeting, Lord, that you take over, Father, and speak to our hearts, Lord. You are the only one, Lord God, who can speak and is spoken. Every man's word should be a lie, Lord. But your word is the only thing that is a truth, Lord. Therefore, Father, we pray and request you kindly to come and take our Father, come stand before the people, before me, Lord God, and all of us, Father, may we hear from you. There are some people who've been mentioned, Lord God, even their names, Lord God, before you, by my brothers, Lord God, here, heard the prayers, Lord. May you have mercy upon those people, Lord God, and Lord, heal them, Lord, for the glory of your name. For those who are not maybe sick, Lord, and they need your blessings, Father, wherever they are, Lord God, bless them, Lord God, as you bless us, Lord. For this congregation that's before me, and those who are going to listen in, Lord, bless them abundantly is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. And get seated. Thank you. We are happy to have Brother Don back, and I am happy also to see Sister Edith is strong now. I'm thankful to the Lord for that. Our prayers are answered, and we are happy. Thank you very much. And also, our brother, Michael was not able to be with us, but he came. He came to greet us, and that was good. I think he came greater just and started working again. I think he was very busy. And I understand, really understand what is happening. I wish we could do something. There's nothing we can do much. We can't do much. You know, there's some people who are suffering because of the floods. I don't know where. I've not been looking at the news. I don't know how far it's gone. But we are praying that the Lord have mercy upon them. I don't know whether there are any people, any of our brothers who have been affected. I don't know. And I've not had any information about that. So we pray that all our brothers are kept safe. So I didn't know how to put the quote together. As you know, I don't know how to put the quote together. It's very hard for me to put what quote where. It's really hard. And it really takes a long time for me to be able to compile quotes. But as you know, my topic is about the book. It's about the book, as I said on Sunday. There was a brother who asked me this question about the book, and I've been wanting to answer him, and I tried to answer him at that time. And I found out that it's not just what I thought, what I would have just told him, that the book is Jesus Christ. It's not enough. I found that there are a lot of things there. And as I said, there's another brother, I think from Asia, who is asking me this question about the deleting of names, And as I said, that very many people are listening to us, and it's good, for us to preach as we are also preaching to them. So this is the question that question where the deleting of the books. And I said, if I get a chance, not necessarily the coming service or whatever, but if I get a chance one time, I would like to bring it out. I can bring it maybe on the, can bring it on the YouTube or something. But I would like to bring it out. The deleting of the names. This book, there's a book that where your name can be deleted, because like Judas's name was deleted, and in the same book, the prophet says, is the same book where some names remained. But at the end there, we find that the only people who were saved in the judgment bar was the only people who were written in the book of life. So anybody else that was not written in the book of life went to the lake of fire. So there's something there. Yeah, so the prophet talks about this book that he's talking about the books, and I'm going to bring those quotes maybe sometimes, where your name is taken off from, where some people's names are taken off of. He said it's likened to It's likened to wheat plant. It's likened to that. It's likened to that. So there's the pod and coming up like that, coming up to Brother Branham. And he says, at the end after Brother Branham is the seed. Then we have the seed. And in the way of the seed coming, I'm not reading the reading of the book, but I would like to bring it. I just want to say something so that people understand where he's coming from, where he's saying that the name is deleted. That in that plant, when the life is coming, the tassel, there's the tassel. So the tassel is thrown away after the leaf, after the life of that plant goes higher to the, from the leaves to the tassel and then to the seed, to the shark. All that time, there are people who are in that, who are in the leaf that is going to be burned, that God chose by his choosing, that he will give them eternal life. And some in the same plant is there in the plant, but they not be given eternal life. So it's again predestination that God chose some people that they will have. And about deleting of the name, just to say it, because that brother asked that question, why their names are deleted? The prophet says is because why the names look like they were written? They were written because, like Judas, it was said, they are written in heaven. And I read a quote here saying that their names were written in heaven. So they are written in a book in heaven. So don't rejoice that no spirit stood against you, were able to stand against you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. And when he's saying that, Judas is there. Judas is there amongst those people. Now, he says, why do you say that his name was written in heaven? The prophet says, because he came here on earth and came to the word. He went to the word. But he didn't go all through. He didn't come to the end of it. He didn't go in the word all through. The people that are the children of God, who are sons of God, who have the seed of God in them, the evidence that they are born again is because they will be able to go with the word all through. They will be able to go with the word all through. These other people may come, study the word, they look very good, and they look very good people. They can even have the spirit, because it's the spirit of God that heareth. So it was the spirit of God that was hearing in Judas. But at the end there, he sold out. He was not able to go through with that. So by that, At some point, and God is not writing anything or deleting anything. That's what we saw on Sunday. He's not writing anything or deleting anything. But in that, in heaven, or in the records of God, there was somewhere that was recorded in God's mind that that man came to the Word and stayed in the Word. But he didn't stay in the Word enough, because simply he was not chosen to finish that or to go to the end or to have the word throughout. So he fell at some point and denied the word and sold out for money or some other reason. So that's how the deleting of the names are. So in actual fact, they were not eternal. They didn't have eternal life to begin with. Because the only thing, the only person who is eternal and who stays eternal is the one who had the seed of God before the foundation of the world. It's there, and it's not because you did anything. It's by election. God chose to put that seed in you. He chose that. There's nothing you did, good or bad. Esau have I hated, Jacob have I loved. There's nothing they did. Just God chose that. And when you come here on earth, you come with the body that he saw. You come with the body that he created. Because when he created the earth, he created your bodies on this earth. So when you come, it's just kind of taking that body. But he came wrong. It was supposed to be called, like he called Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. Like he called, and the prophet says he did that to show that it was possible for Adam to do the same, to call his children from the earth, from this earth, and call, come forth. And he says, at the end there, he will do the same. He will do that. He will call his children from the potters, from that, and call them forth, and they'll come forth. That was how it was supposed to happen. But now, because you came wrong, now this body has got to go back and die. But you came anyhow. So because you came, and you're son of God, predestinated, God showed that you're son of God, you're daughter of God, from before the foundation of the world, and you are in His mind. And I said, there's no writing. God don't write. God don't forget. So He's not writing anything. He's not deleting anything. It's just what happened before the foundation of the world, and now it's coming to manifest. You're just seeing what God saw and saw it, and not only seeing it, but planned. It was a plan of God, and it goes to the dot. Everything is got to go by what He saw and predestinated to happen. So they come, they love the word, and they look like they are Christians. And by all means, they are. They have a zeal. They study. They have everything. That's why the Bible says you can have all the mysteries, and if you don't have that God, you are nothing. You can have all the, you can study, you can do that, and studying is good. You can have, and the quotes that have been read by Brother Don recently, they are also very, you can have the Holy Ghost 24/7 and doing everything in the Holy Ghost and die and go to hell. So it's the only thing that is different is because you have the seed. And I say that seed, and we read a quote here. I don't know whether I'm going to read it again to recap, where the prophet is saying that that book, you are that book, because your name is there, because he's the word, and you are the word. And I showed you how you are the word. You are the word by that seed. And I said, that seed is called one thing. It's called many things. It's called the gene. And I said that last Sunday. I don't know why I'm repeating it, but that's true. It's called the gene. It's called the seed. It's called the soul. It's called the word. And there's nothing else, the word, except Jesus Christ. So that is why you are Jesus Christ. That's the only way you are Jesus Christ. That's why the only way you are God. Because that soul is the word. That soul is God. And it's eternal. I also explained recreation is called, you are recreated, or is a new creation. I think I explained that. Because I would like people to understand those terminologies, that you are a new creation. The prophet also uses the word you are recreated. Now I don't know how you can be recreated by the meaning of the word, the English meaning of that. You can be recreated. Now listen, you're not recreated. What happens is you are a new creature. This is how you are a new creature. This is how you're a new creature. You are one time wanting to drink and things like that. But that guy who was drinking and doing those things, that spirit that was that soul that was doing that is taken away. This other soul that was I'm gonna use this word, and I think I used it on Sunday again. Let me use it again. The word is not used very much in the message, but it's dormant. That soul is not working. It's dormant. That soul of God is not working. And one lesson. I used to say that I've not seen a quote on that. Because he's a mighty conqueror. He's a mighty conqueror. He knows himself. He's patient. He knows he's gonna conquer that, and it's not anything that he's gonna do or anybody gonna do. It's because he knows himself. He doesn't care about the devil coming there fast and making you, when you're 10 years, 12 years and young like that, doing things against the word. And growing, and you can grow to 70 years or whatever years. God don't care about that. But one time he comes and commands it, because he's a commander. He commands it out, and it's out. It's the devil, and it's out, and it's completely conquered. And you have nothing to say that I did that. No, it's him. He did. He commanded out, and it got out. And when he did, it went to the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And the devil himself cannot point it out and tell you, you did this or did that. Immediately, listen, immediately, that's how you are a new creation. Immediately, the dormant soul, the dormant seed that was there is quickened. If there's no seed there, there's nothing to quicken. That's what the prophet is. That's why it's eternal. It didn't come tomorrow. It didn't come yesterday. It was there. And now it's quickened. And when it's quickened, you are a new creation. You don't have, you, 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 how are you a new creation? You don't know how your desire to drink goes. You don't know how your desire to smoke God. You don't know. You are new creation. You also don't understand. That you are brand new. You have the same body, same everything. But even this body is quickened. That's how you are new. You are new. This body is quickened also. Your mortal body is quickened by the Spirit. Your desire, your former desires, your former wants, your former want, you want to, is completely gone. You are new creation. Praise God. That's how you are new creation. It's not, it's another thing. That creation is God. There's nothing else. It's not you. You didn't know nothing. You're the same person that you see, the same shape. Because this shape that you are in, this shape that you are in, God created it. When he was creating the earth, the shape, the size, the baker, you look, when you're walking like that, you look that you're like you're short. But when I come near you, you almost think, I don't know how you look like that. He looks like he's short. But when I come near her, she comes here, I don't know how she looks. That's the way you are created. When God built the earth, he puts that body there exactly the way it is. And he, when you come, he lets you grow. He lets you grow. 12 years, 13 years, 21 years. When 21 years comes, God says, that's what I wanted. That's the creature that I created and put on there. That's what I made on the earth. Now, Rebecca or whoever, Bumba, whoever, start dying now. I'm done. I've seen what I wanted. Now start dying. And immediately start dying. After 20-something years, you're dying. I'm dying. I'm very close now. I'm going. Cameroon, you're not yet. How old are you? I don't know. But it's coming. You come to a place where God says, now I've seen what I wanted. I'm talking about the body. God, don't think that because this body is going to die, don't think that God is not interested with it. No. That's why your mortal body is also quickened. And when it's quickened, you are new creation. You're completely new. And people will tell, this is not, I knew Gomba. I knew Gomba as a drunkard. I knew Gomba as a thief. I knew Gomba, I don't know why, because I know he's a thief. I don't know why I put my $20 here and he has not taken. I don't know, I don't understand, because he was a thief. You cannot put your money anywhere and he must steal. But now, we put money everywhere and you are new. That's how you are new creation. And again, when I talk these things, I'm not trying to fight anybody. I know we had a discussion about the book. This is not because we had a discussion with that brother. And I love that brother very much. We had a discussion with it. And I'm not bringing it before because of him. I'm just saying, and I say, and again, if you have anything that you think is not according to this, I'm here. I would like to see. I would like to see your quotes. I'd like to see what you have to say. I love studying, and I like to study, and I like to look at it also. I'm not dumping myself. This is the way this is. No. I'm one of the list of the people here that can say anything. But again, I try to study. I try to see. This is the way I see it. Now, in my topic tonight, I'm talking about this one thing that I really want you to see. I want you to see that we saw on Sunday that the book and the tree of life is the same. That one we saw. And I have two quotes here to recap to begin with. The book is Jesus Christ. The tree of life is Jesus Christ. Now, today I want to show this, that both they were sealed. You can call it sealing or whatever you want to call it. Because one is called sealed, the other one is called surrounded or barred. You can't go in there. You cannot get in there. There's something surrounding it that you cannot see. Another thing I would like you to realize as we read these quotes is that, and that one, maybe you come out somehow, is that there's a quote that we read on Sunday, and it sounds like God departed from the Garden of Eden. And that's true. And that's true because the garden, it was like the Garden of Eden has been done away with. And there's no, they have gone and they have gone that way. It's also, you can say like that. But I would like to bring it to the right concept. God don't go anywhere. God don't go away from you. God don't. If you feel like God has run away from you, God is not helping you, it's not. He's not. God don't. It's people. People get away from God. People get, God is always like this. Come, 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 come. If you can't come, I'm calling you come. It's us because of this. And that is what the devil did to us. It's people who run away from God. So when you have that picture now, you realize why the scripture said, and I'm going to read it here, that and Adam and Eve were driven away from the garden. Away from the garden. And the way I see it, this is the way I see it. And I may be wrong. Please help me on this if I'm wrong. The way I see it is, this is the garden of Eden. This is the map I have in the head. It's big. It's not like here. This is the garden of Eden. But in the garden of Eden, God is in there. Somewhere in the city. That's where they were sent away. God is in there. Now his children are in there. Because at the end, we are told that when the angel called for somebody to take the book, even to look there on, he said there was none. There was none that was worthy. And John was called up there. And when he went there was God there. There were angels there. And the 24 elders here. And the four beasts were there, surrounding the throne. That's the way in my mind is. And that is the same way the Garden of Eden was. Because these cherubims that we are going to talk about, cherubims and seraphims are the same. When you hear somebody says seraphim, and you hear somebody say cherubim, they are the same. I hope you understand that. Seraphim and cherubims are the same. Cherubims are highest angels. Cherubims are the highest angels. They are category of angels. They are angels that are small. They are higher angels. They are medium angels or whatever. I don't know how the categories go. But the problem is, the angel that used to be with him was of a lower category. Was of lower category. But they are higher angels. And those cherubims are the highest angels that stay at the throne of God, where God is. And they have wings, of 3 wings like this, 4 wings too. And each wing has a purpose. And you can read that in the book called The Influence. Wherever God is, he's surrounded by cherubims. Now look, his children, as his, God called them his family. So Adam and Eve were there on the throne. They were there. The 24 elders were there. I don't know whether they were there that time. I don't know. I don't have a clue for that. But the four beasts were there. The four beasts were there. But at the end here, we see the 24 elders. Because the 24 elders, the prophet says, are the 12 disciples. And who else? I don't know. And 12 disciples and what else? I don't know. The patriarchs. The patriarchs. Reuben, Manasseh, like that, Joseph, like that. All those 12 of them make 12 of there and 12 disciples make the 24 elders. So I don't know whether they were there. But you know, this is now before, this was done before the foundation of the world. But in the throne there, always there is the cherubims surrounding the throne. And that is where Adam and Eve was. That is what is called, to my mind, the Garden of Eden. Now, when they did wrong, they were taken out of the Garden of Eden. So it was remained that. That's why they could not come back, because the cherubims were surrounding. I have a quote here. I don't know whether there's any quote after 1964 that is supposing it. He says, why did John, when he was called to the throne, why couldn't he see the cherubim, the lamp? Because he was told, the lion of the tribe of Judah is worthy to take the book. And he looked, and there was no lion. Then from somewhere there was a lamb that came and took the book from he who sat on the throne. Now, the question is, why did John, and you wonder why God writes those things there. Why did John didn't see and I put it down there because I didn't know whether I put it or don't put it. So I just put it. It's the last one. I didn't even intend to use it, but now it's coming. So why didn't John see the lamp? And that's a question that I can also ask myself. John was seeing everything. It's not about his eyes. It's not about how far he can see. You can understand. It's not about how far he can. He's on the throne. How is he even seeing the throne? He's in Patmos. And he was caught up high. The body was still in Patmos. He didn't fly and go there. No. He was still in Patmos. The prophet says he was taken 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years to come. He was taken to the day of the Lord. So he was like, why can't his eyes see the Lamb? Why? He says, because there's a statement that God wants to make here. He wants to show you that he was surrounded by those cherubims. You could not see him. That's what he says. Because he was in the guards. He was surrounded by the guards that you could not see him. That's what he says. To show you about those cherubims. He was surrounded by those cherubims. Now, let's go. So my point here was, it sounds like it was a big garden, like maybe this area, because that is what you can get. This area, you know, this area to the creek, like that, it was like that. And God told them, go, and they went to the road like that. That is true. That's true. It was not that God ran away and left there, no. But there's also confusion. God was coming every... And I told you, many things in the Bible are talked. You are talked to by God in a way, in a language your mental capacities can take, because our mental capacities is not very good. So we are talked to by God in a way that we can understand. He was having fellowship. He was having fellowship. And God was God of heaven, and God wants to show you how great Adam was. He was God of the earth. God was God of heaven. So he was going to look at the kingdom and the angels, but he was still coming here. It was one place that it was in the throne. He was staying, Adam and Eve and everyone was staying in the throne. They were taken out of the cherubims, and now they could not come back until the blood is shed. If I'm wrong and again on that, if you have a quote that contradicts it, please. I don't believe the prophet said the only person who knows everything. He doesn't know, but he says he knows everything. It's the devil. And that's what he thinks. I think he pretends that he knows everything. I know I don't. I know, so I know I don't. And every one of you have helped me in a way. Maybe your behavior or something have helped. I don't have everything. So please, if you have anything that you think is not exactly like that, just come. That's the picture that I have. Because they were thrown out from there. They were not, it's not God who ran away. It's them who were taken out of the cherubims. And remember, you got to stay with your family. And the prophet says that was his family. Adam and Eve was a family of God. And they were staying together as a family. They had a union. The prophet says in two books, he says they were in a union. And he has never canceled that. He has never refuted that. They had a union. And Adam was so great. And Adam had eternal life. And listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Adam had eternal life. If he didn't have eternal life, he would never have eternal life. If he didn't have eternal life, Adam would never have eternal life. Eternal life cannot start and cannot begin. We stepped out, but we didn't live. Listen, we didn't lose our eternal life. We stepped out of eternity and came to a time. But we still have in us eternity. In us there's eternity. The body and the soul. Why? Because we will not be spirits there. We still have bodies. But this body came wrong to fulfill the purpose of God. The prophet says he wanted to have the purpose was to have a purpose of being. All this you see, the sin and everything, and what happened was God doing his best to have a purpose of being. A purpose of being is, I'm a healer. Somebody has got to get sick so that I heal him. I'm a savior. Somebody has got to fall. He wanted to have a purpose of being for his qualities, for what he has to be displayed. He wanted that. All that is for that. So that does not make you not eternal because you have stepped from somewhere and you can't be. Anything that was eternal will be eternal. Anything that was not there will not be there. Sons of God were with God, were in God, and they were God. They've never really lost that. They lost that in the body, but that piece of you, which is really you, that is the soul. Never lost that. Okay. All right. I didn't need to go to that. And I don't know, it just came. So, but let's read these quotes. And again, you see, there are so many of them. Like the last one, I didn't intend to write it there, to put it there, and you can read it. I didn't know it's even outlined there. I don't know how it was got outlined. I didn't know I'm going to need it. So, but I just thought, I think the idea, I'm going to put it there because it's still coming. I just thought I'm going to throw it there. And I can see maybe God wanted us to see it. I don't know. But that's all right. So we are just recapping on this once. Now, you see this here. When he is in his meritorious work, back there, that's a book called Christ's Mystery of God Revealed. Meritorious work, back there, redeeming. But someday, he comes forth to get this book that he's redeemed. And all that is in this book, all that is in this book would be him. There would be Christ. All that is in that book, it would be Christ. For that's the believer, the word's in the book, and the word is him. And all that is in that, he come forth for this book of redemption, whose names are written in the book before the foundation of the world, when he was slain as a lamb. Now, that's that. Now, the next one is, just to show you that the tree of life was Jesus. The other tree is definitely certain because of what came out of it. That's all that I wanted to put that there. That the book is Jesus Christ. The tree of life is Jesus Christ. That's a point that I really been trying to bring forth. Both have Jesus. And I said, I think on Sunday, that there's this mentality. I don't know when I said it, but I remember maybe somebody said it. This mentality like Jesus comes for the bride. Jesus comes for the bride. He takes the bride. It is like in the minds of the people is another Jesus who the people, the Jews, when they are preached to and recognizing, is like another one. It's the same. And is that coming? It's the same coming that he takes the bride, and that's the picture of Joseph. Joseph taking the bride, he had the bride, and now he introduces himself to his brethren. It's just like that. It's the same Jesus. In other words, we will be here or not. And that question was asked by a brother in Britain. How can it be now that we have the Jews and the Gentiles together in the same table? Yes, because the time for is the same Jesus. The time for salvation is over. I don't know how to use that. Redemption. Let me use that. The time for redemption is over. He has gotten what he wanted. Nothing is getting saved or nothing. There's nothing that's happening except Jesus Christ being with the bride and the 144,000. There's nothing happening. No, nothing happened to the world. The world is just gone. It's done. God has done. That's why that's why we say the church ages are over. Because the work of the church ages was God getting the bride or redeeming the bride or redeeming his people. Now redeeming his people is finished. So God is not interested with the world. The world is going to judgment. The earth is the current fodder. They are done. They are finished. But God here is dealing. That's why the church ages, that God was dealing with the people, saving people, salvation, you know, like that. It's over. Now here, he has taken what he wanted. He's not saving. He's making love to his brides. And revealing himself also to the 144. So they are together here eating the same thing. What? Jesus Christ. Eating Jesus Christ. The same Jesus Christ. I don't know how they eat differently. That we can look at. Maybe the 144 eat differently. I don't know. But these people are special in the hearts and the eyes of the bridegroom. That is his own wife. The prophet says, these other ones are the servants. Another thing I want to show you tonight, or I'd like to tell you tonight, is that we are in the throne. That's right. That's another something. The purpose of him coming and revealing those things was to take us back to that Eden. Exactly like that. So the bride has been taken back to Eden. And in Eden, there's 1.4. And they are servants. They are in the garden of Eden, they are cherubims. The bride is surrounded back, like Adam and Eve, by cherubims. We are back there. The throne. Do you remember what he said one time in the church ages? He said, "The overcomer, I'll let him sit in my throne as I sat in the Father's throne." He's now sitting in his throne. His throne is a bride. And I told you, when you come here and you sleep a bit, don't worry. Don't feel ashamed when you feel like that. Because I know, don't feel to come because you're sleepy. Don't feel to come because you're sleepy. Just come here. If you get 2, 3, 4, that's okay. Even singing for God is good. God counts that as a point for you. So that's exactly how it was. Now, so it's surrounded. We are surrounded by children. The bride is there inside. Listen, that's why the other world is not there. They are there. They are over there. They are. Let me use this, because the one time the prophet, I think, was questioned to use the strong words. But they are cannon fodder. Everybody that is not the bride is cannon fodder. And there's no any other way of salvation today. Listen, there's no any other way of salvation today except being the bride. He's not saving nothing else except the bride and offering one foot. There's no salvation that this is foolish virgin. This is not foolish. There's nothing like that. That you came to see me and I... Praise God. There's nothing like that. You take care of the bride. You do no. This is so high. This is a different time. But because you take care of the bride, now you're gonna get have right that you came to see me when I was sick. Now there's nothing like that. You either the bride or not the bride. That's the salvation today. Salvation today. I said that, and I was told by somebody to give a quote, and I gave them a quote in Christ is the mystery of God. Salvation today, being born again today, is to be in the bride. It's a marriage. It's a joining. It's a marriage. That is salvation today. And you cannot be married if you are not the wife. He knows who is the wife. Anything else is outside there and cannot be saved. It is as unfortunate as it is. And you don't know another thing I would have to say. You might say that you know who is good. No, listen. You cannot point a finger at Judas. I don't know whether I could, I don't know. But at least I know what he said about those Pharisees, those priests. You cannot lay a finger on anything. They were good, they were. So about the way you see that this person is so good, he cannot go. No, it's nothing like that. It's erection. God, has God elected him as the bride? Has he put the seed in him? Is the seed of God in him? I don't care whether he's drinking or doing what. If the seed of God is in him, he'll come. He'll recognize it. He'll come. Outside of that, you can love him. You can know whatever. And we love them. We love them. We love our brothers who are not saved or whatever. We love him. Can we help them? We can help them. We can start with them. We can do everything for them. Some of them are our relatives. Some of them are our mothers. Some of them are our brothers. We love them. But be assured, one time, this is serious, one time, they will be wiped off your memory. Because in the great eternity, there will be no, so and so, I loved him so much. There will be no sorrow there. So, like that. Now, let's just read this. You saw one time, a young prophet here, last time at Phoenix, I spoke of him about as a businessman. I believe it was how had been learning heavy upon the king's shoulder, Uzziah. He's talking about Uzziah. You know, Uzziah did something and he got puffed up and he died. He did things that he was not supposed to do. He went to the temple and I think he took some things he was not supposed to do. Like a priest. He was not a priest. And he died because of that. And Uzziah was one of the good kings, and Isaiah loved him. But when he died, Uzziah marveled. I mean, he got a fear gripped him, and he went to seek the face of the Lord. And now when he was there, he confessed how bad he is. He's a man with circumcised lips and things like that. And and heaven was opened, and he saw the cherubims there. So that's the story. Got all puffed up, and he was stricken with leprosy. Then Isaiah had to go down to the temple and pray and say, confess him to be a sinner. And he saw the cherubims coming forth, those cherubims that he saw there in heaven. So Isaiah And also Ezekiel 1 talks about the same thing. And he talks even about the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire is God. The pillar of fire is the word. The pillar of fire is anointing. You call it anointing. The Holy Ghost is a form of God. And he says he saw it there. And here he's going to tell you about the camera can get it. But we are so charged up. I'm going to read it anyway. I don't know whether I'm going to get there. We are so charged up that the camera can see it, but our eyes sometimes don't see it. That's what the prophet says. Okay. And pray. And say, confess him to be a sinner. And we saw the cherubims coming with the forth, with their wings covering their holy places and feet, and flying with wings and crying, "Holy is the Lord God." When Isaiah got a glimpse of Jesus, that was Jesus in the Garden of Eden, that was surrounded by those cherubims. He went through, he was taken to the cherubims, where he was surrounded in the Garden of Eden. He was taken there. He was taken inside there. Isaiah was taken inside there, and here he had a glimpse. When Isaiah got a glimpse of Jesus Christ, here is what he saw. He never saw any just ordinary man. He never saw a philosopher. Those were cherubims that he saw, and that was Jesus Christ that he saw. Ezekiel, I don't know whether it's here, but in Ezekiel, when Ezekiel 1, he went to see him, he saw him in the book called Mighty Conqueror, I think one of the books, I think there are eight of them, one of them of 1958, I think 1958. He says that mighty conqueror, he says, can we look at these people who went there when Jesus went to paradise, when he died and went to paradise? And one of them, he looked, Ezekiel looked in paradise. He looked, he says, this is the one I saw as a wheel in a wheel. So he saw him wheel in a wheel. So Ezekiel saw him. Ezekiel went to heaven also. And he went to the altar there, and he saw Jesus Christ wheel in a wheel. When he went, when Jesus, the same Jesus Christ, went to paradise, he said, this is the one that I saw. This is the one that I saw in heaven. When I was taken to heaven in a vision, this is the one I saw. And he saw him as a wheel in a wheel. A wheel in a wheel. I can explain that a bit, is a bit tricky like that. Okay. Now, before the throne, there's a scripture now. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and around about the throne, were four beasts, full of eyes, before and behind. Now, those were the cherubims that Isaiah saw. Those are the cherubims. Those are the cherubims. Those beasts. One of them was a lion. The other one was a calf. That was he saw. And you can go and read that. One was a calf. The other one was a cherub. A lion, a calf, a man, and an eagle. Those cherubims. It's a deep teaching if we had time, but it's okay. You just get it. There are those spirits. They are, you know, in another quiz, he says, they are the ones who take the incense and take it to God for your prayers when you pray. He's the one who takes those incense before the noses of God, for God to be happy and to grant what you prayed for. There are also spirits, because the prophet said those spirits were the spirits given to the people. He said, during the cow time, and I would have liked to draw maybe something, maybe sometimes I can draw, if we have this another time, I can draw this, and I can show you that during post time, the cherubim that was walking, the guard, the beast that was walking was the lion. But during the time of Irenaeus, Martin Luther, no, not Martin Luther, but Martin in Pergamos, and then Coruba in Thyatira, those three around there, the one that was walking, that was the calf. And he says, what was it? That cherubim came and gave them the spirit, gave the people the spirit of a calf or of a cow. That's why it is indicated there as a cherubim. The prophet wants you to know it's a cherubim, it's the highest angel. But he came and gave them the spirit of a cow. What is a spirit of a cow? A spirit of a cow is a spirit that, you put burden, you carry burden, you put the whole burden on his back, it carries, and when it drops it, you take it and sort of it and eat the meat. That's the spirit of a cow. They were given that spirit. They didn't care. Very care. He told them, can you recant like John? John somebody. There's a video of John when they took him and they put him on sick. They burned him. And he was saying, John, you have given about 5 minutes. Would you recant your doctrine about Jesus Christ? Would you recant it? and come back to Catholicism? He says, no. He didn't care. You can look at him. Maybe it's a documentary. But you can look at him. They have the mind of how it happened. And you can look at him. He don't care. He's like that. They did suffer. You can see from us, we can see that they suffered very much. They suffered. Because when you hurt somebody, when you bite somebody, they feel pain. They had a spirit that made him conquer that, overcome that. I see somebody is being burnt. Did you know one of them? One of them was burnt. And the soldiers that took him, one of the soldiers that took him, after he burnt him, he said, I want to go also there. That's the kind of spirit they had. I want to go also there. And he went there and he was burnt. He didn't care. There's a spirit. But the cherubim, it's called a cherubim. All that was happening, bro. All that people being delivered by God in those spirits came from the altar. Those powers came from the altar and it got in the people and they were able to overcome. That's how they overcome. Every time the devil came, the white horse rider, the black horse rider, the red horse rider, Brad and the black horse rider, that was the devil coming. And when he came like that, without that, they could not have overcome. The children of God in that age could not have overcome. But God brought that spirit and dropped in them. And that's how they overcome. But there were cherubims. Where were they? They stay around the throne. It says, I don't know how many, but you can search how big Moses made that cherubim. How long he was taught to make the cherubim. It was a big thing. The wing of it was so big. And one of the wings is that they touch wings. They do this and they touch wings. That wing is touching and this wing is touching. That's how it's completely surrounded. The throne is completely surrounded. All right. Now. Now we see that one of the great outstanding things. Where are we? Okay. Now, do we see that? I'll be full of eyes. Okay. No. Where are we? Did I lose my? No, okay. That is what John saw, and those were the people. These were the angels. If you look at the opening of the seals, and when the first seal opened, the angel came, and I wanted to explain that also. The angel came, that cherubim came and said, "Come and see." When it opened, come and see. Now, after doing all that, what they did in the ages, they come here to open what they did. The cherubim, the lion cherubim, it saved people in the time of Paul. But nobody knew. That is why he was on the throne. He was not on the throne. In the intermediate seat, intercessory seat. Mediating for our ignorance. They themselves didn't know what was happening. When that spirit came, they didn't know why they are like that. When they were being deceived by the spirit of lion, which was behaving like it was Christ, and Christ had just gone, so he wanted to pretend, the devil wanted to pretend like he was Christ. He came and got the people and gave them kind of a knife that they can say, this is not. And that's how they overcome. Now, all that, even though all that happened, they didn't understand what was happening because it was not revealed. The cherubims were working, but it was not revealed. So at the end here, when all is done, and said, he comes and reveals how it happened. I hope you understand. Now, those are four, because we go to until the fourth seal. Now, when you go to the fourth seal, he says, there are no animals there. There are no beasts there to announce. Why? He said, he's finished. It finishes at the fourth seal. Because the other one is happening, fifth seal, happened from when Jesus Christ, the happening. The happening of it happened. What was the fifth seal? The fifth seal was the souls under the altar. The prophecies, those were the people who died, who are dying. Now listen, who are dying from when Jesus went up to when Jesus comes. In between there. Those the people who died, the Israelites who come, the Jews who died then. Now what is the sixth seal? Sixth seal was a seal of what? Say, the salvation of 144,000. See that? And it was also a seal. And it happened between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. It happened there before the seventh. After the seventh is done, it's finished. Nobody's getting saved. Nothing is happening from there. Why isn't there nothing from there on those seals? Because it happened here. But at the back, at the end there, all that is revealed. So you can put your seventh, your fifth seal, your fifth seal. When you draw a line, you know, like a line like the first seal, second seal, third seal, fourth seal. When you come here to the fourth seal, when you come here to the fourth seal, you can write another line, the same line, and start again here from when Jesus went. That is the fifth seal. You can write another one from around here and put it up to the end. Of course, the sixth seal, they say even the persecution of Titus was included in the sixth seal. I've not seen a quote like that, but that's how other people bring it. But I would put it like between Wesley and around there. That is when the persecution and the salvation of the 144 started. So when it comes to the seventh seal, the prophet says he's giving, listen very well, he's giving robes to the souls under the altar. Why? Because they come when, listen, because this is the time that I'm giving the Holy Ghost. That's how he saves them. This is the time at the seventh seal. It's the time, there's a quote, that is the time he's giving them the robes, because the time for giving the Holy Ghost. You tell me they were not born, they were born again. No, they were born again. That's okay. They had the Spirit of God. But here is when the marriage comes. This is the end of everything. He takes all that is his own. From there, nothing else is going to be saved. I don't think you, I hope you know that my seals end up at fourth. That's where my seals say. Everything ends up at fourth. Fourth seal. From there, it's seventh. Seventh and fourth come together. I hope I'm not confusing anyone. That's the coming of the Lord. He comes. And when he comes, there's a war. There's a quote. People are saying that is not coming. But there's a quote. That was that. There's a war. There's the war of Armageddon right there. That is Jesus Christ in the supper. In the supper. In the last supper. That supper. What is that supper? That supper is you eating the truth. You eating full truth. And the devil is also here on the earth with his brides eating 9.9 truth. He says, that is the greatest lie. They're eating that, and it's so close, it could deceive the very elect if it was possible. It's only that it's not possible. Because this is the full truth. This is 99.9 truth. And they're lying together, and they're fighting. That's the Armageddon. It's the Last Supper. It's when Jesus comes. He's feeding, that's the Last Supper. He's feeding his children, he's feeding his bride, and he's feeding 144. Even 144 will not be deceived, because they're elected. They are not, it's not every Jew, and because he's a Jew. Or no, they're elected. They are the predestinated 144. And they are saved. Remember, they are also saved at the time of darkness. That darkness is 99.9 truth. That's total darkness. Bro, that is the greatest lie. All right. I don't think I can finish this, but I'm hoping that people will not be there, because we're eating something after this. So, Brad is going to. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's having class at night. Sometimes I feel for him. This morning I woke up and I was hearing, and it was very like 2, and I was hearing somebody walking around. What's happening? I think he's having some hard time in classes at night, because time here and time there are different. That's what is happening. But that's okay. She's about to finish. I think she's going to be done in December. So take courage. Yeah. All right, graphics. Just like Israel, it's March. They had their four creatures. Your attention towards the living creatures of the last part of the fourth chapter. That John, that is where the blanket is, that John saw watching that Ark of the Covenant. You remember how they were fixed, just like Israel, in its march. They had now, there was a face of the living creature. And we found out those creatures were not angels, neither were they men. They were cherubims. So he says they were cherubims. And we found them in the Old Testament with the Ark. We find them in the New Testament. And then we find them over in the coming of the Lord again, cherubims guarding the mercy seat. We find them all the way from the Garden of Eden, all the way, all that way. The mercy seat, which no one could approach unless there was an atonement. Therefore, that person, only way that the sanctuary, when it was sprinkled with the blood, then it became a mercy seat. But after the blood was taken off, then it became a judgment seat. That's how the temple was made. Now, I was preaching the other night, that's a Messiah, the Messiah. I was preaching the other night on them, four creatures trying to, and they were not beasts, because the words in the living creatures in Hebrew, the way it's written in the Bible now, in Hebrew, in Revelations, fourth chapter, the word translated is Zoon, S-Z-O-O-N, Zoon, which means living creatures. In Revelation 11 and Revelation 17, that's another name altogether. What is it in Revelation 17? Is the same thing that is in Revelation in Daniel. I think Daniel 7. In Daniel 7, he saw four creatures. In Daniel 7, there were four also. Because he saw one of them is called a dragon. It's not mentioned its name, but it's the prophecy is the dragon. But he saw a what? A lion? Can somebody imagine me? A lion? And then a lion, a leopard, the head, a leopard and a bear. I think a lion, a leopard and a bear. That then there were distinct animals. Distinct of them. And each one had something, like the bear had two ribs. I've researched on that. Different people say different things. But there's nobody, the prophet does not say what the two ribs are. Some people think it's the two countries of Medians and Persians. People think differently. But the bear had two ribs. But those who are, the prophet says, those animals were distinct there. Now, in Revelation 17, it's one animal that has those heads, the head of a leopard, the head of that. He says, in that, they were separated because those who are, in the Old Testament, they were separated. This kingdom was separated from this. It's the same kingdom that he was showing, the Babylonian kingdom, that was the lion. The other of a bear was Medo-Persians. The other one of a leopard was Grecians. And the other one was the big beast that was there that's not called is the dragon. Is the beast, is the dragon, is Rome. That's the Roman Empire. So that's that. So, but here, they are all one. The power that Babylon had, the power the Medo-Persian had, the power that had, it is now in one called the dragon. Has gotten all those powers now. It's here in one. And in Revelation 13, it says that one of the heads was hit as a hit of death or something like that, and it came to life. It's because it was destroyed as a political power, and then it came back in a religious power that is greater than when it was political. He says all these things. That is what he's talking about in Revelation 17, and so forth and so forth and so on. I didn't need to talk about that, but it's just here, and I said that's another name altogether, and it means a wild untamed beast. That is why those four beasts are untamed beasts. But these beasts are cherubims. They are cherubims. They are angels, the highest angels, or something like that. Okay. So you got to differentiate between those things. Okay, what are this living creature, untamed beasts? But this was living creatures. When they were cherubims, like wolves at the gate guarding the holy place. We see them in Ezekiel. I forgot that Ezekiel is going to come here. That's when he saw Jesus Christ. Ezekiel, the first chapter, when the Abba, light of God, Abba light is the pillar of fire. He went there to the throne and he saw the pillar of fire. Abba light came of God and the rainbow was there. And the glory of God, which we got a picture of it in the same way. The same pillar of fire that you can see on the top of the prophet was the same pillar of fire that when Ezekiel went there up, he saw it there. That's what he's saying here. The way that they saw it, okay, the same way that they saw it there. We had a picture taken of it. And there it was right in the building, taking a picture of the light, right? Just exactly the way Ezekiel saw it. Ezekiel 126 to 128, that's where he says about the wheel and the pillar of fire. Shows you the picture of it, just like he saw the glory of God. Now you see, that eye of the camera, this is where I indicated the line. That's why the eye of the camera, when that light came, the eye of the camera could see it. The eye of the camera, that's paragraph 75. The eye of the camera can sometimes see the thing that the human eye cannot see. That's right. They've seen it when the humans don't see it. But we just become charged up. this needs to get in us a bit. You know, there's a question that the prophet asked, I think in the book called, I don't remember. But he asked the question, how can you get to that God of history and bring him here? And he gives some advices there. But one of the things is we are charged up. We are charged up with so many things of the world that even the presence of God, we don't sometimes see it. That's what he's saying here. The eye of the camera can see it, and sometimes you don't see it. I remember that. One time that age, you visited the prophet. I think you people know the story about the prophet being visited. And he had his brother and Billy Paul in the room. And that age came. And the prophet came, sat there, and they talked with the prophet. They talked with the prophet. And then the prophet said, can I call my brother and my son to see you? He said, no, call Paul, call Billy Paul. And then he took a pillow and laid in his eyes and said, there's the angel that he talked about that to prepare him. Because and still he gone like that. And finally he saw him. And he saw him and he stayed like that until the angel went. The angels encamp around us. We are in the throne with the bridegroom. He's holding us. We are safe. But sometimes we don't see it. Our eyes are so charged up with the things of the world. Sometimes we don't see it. I wish he could take a call from the altar and come. So come says my eyes like he did desire. Praise be to God. We see when the human don't see it, but we just become charged up. Our right meters, where they ought to be, holy right meters, they charged up. So with the foolishness and denominationalism and things, we can't see no further than our nose or something like that. I wouldn't say it if the prophet didn't say it. I would feel like that's too strong, but that's what he says. We don't see those things out here. There are things that we say, God is our God. If there's anything that is supposed to happen, he's going to... not get into that. But you know that the Holy Ghost went up with the bride. The anointing that was happening and things like that, the Holy Ghost is gone. That's what the scripture says, that the Holy Ghost will go up. The Holy Ghost is the bride. Everything God lays with the bride. Everything about God is with the bride. God is with the bride. There's nowhere else. If there's anything that's going to happen, when you speak, if you're a child, let me not go into that. But if you're a child, when he speaks, you're touched. That's how it's more than that with God. Because the Bible says that we are bad people. And we know what good gives to our children. How much our Father who is perfect. That's what he said. So if anybody is closer, if there's another... Not the love that I have for my daughter. No, that's not. If I love my daughter, that if he cries, I'll be there. Yeah. I'll not. Praise God. Don't think that you'll be crying there and be sleeping. I cannot. I'll be there. If that be the case, then I'm in. How about? I'm just trying to show us, brothers and myself, how we are with God, our relationship with God. It's not a simple relationship. You are encamped. Angels encamp around you. You are crying. The first person who hears it, who is touched most, is my Father. To me, it's strong. I don't know about you. To me, he's showing me, come up, son. Understand me. I love you. You struggle, you do that, forgetting me, that I'm here. It's just, you know, that's that song that says, as close as his name, just say Jesus Christ. It's as close as that. He's just there. And most of the time, we just forget, and we go here, we struggle, we forget he's just here. I'm not telling you, I'm telling me. A closer walk with Jesus. All right. Where are we at? Okay. I can't read all this, so I'm just gonna stop somewhere. All right. Let me read this. It's about cherubims at the crossing in the garden. There was what cherubims. We talked about the cherubims when John came. Now, in Genesis, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and framing sword. In one of the quotes, he says, not a cherubim. I've caught the prophet saying it several times, and I thought, okay, maybe I'm wrong on this. But now he corrects this. He corrects this later. He says cherubim. But I think he talks about, he doesn't talk about, he talks about the framing sword. When he talks about the framing sword, he talks like swan. But the cherubims were not one. I think there are four. I don't know why Moses, when he made, I think, two in the Holy of Holies. Holy of Holies, you know, there's the Holy of Holies, there's holy place, and then outside there was where the people used to meet. And after that, there's the lava where they used to come with the, and wash their things. So the cherubims were just Holy of Holies, just inside there. That's where the manna was. That's where the manna was. That's where things with that. All right. All right. I think let me read this. So they were taken out of the Garden of Eden. It receives a lot of men of them. Many people out here in the street that goes to church, belongs to churches. They are deceived like Eve was at the beginning. They don't know no different. Oh, come, take the tree of life now instead of the cherubims. Now, I want to say something. Instead of those cherubims guarding this throne, they are out here seeking, trying to run people, guard them to the throne, trying to bring them. That's what they did in the first church age. They opened, come and see. And they came and tried to help people get he says, imbibed. I think we read that, bibbing the tree. Okay. Then through the gate. But Jesus said, I'm the bread of life that comes from the God of the heaven. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. That's right. Another thing I would like to say, and I'm not fighting anything. I just want to be open that there are very many quotes that you can read and say that they are not direct. That they were not eating. They were not eating. Adam and Eve were not eating the tree of life. There are very many quotes that seems like you can look at it. It doesn't say directly. No direct quote that says, no direct quote that says they were not eating the tree of life. But now there's a quote that says that they were refused to approach the tree because of sin. Is sin that brought them to that. Behind there, there's no quote. I've not seen it, and I think I don't want to talk about it very much. But that's something that is there that I've never seen. And there are quotes. I agree. There are quotes that you can read, and looks like you can look at it from far and make it like that. But there's no direct quote, and there are very many quotes that says that they were put there and told to eat the tree. Even the Bible, they were told to eat the tree. Now, as for eating, I have some quotes on that, but why are they refusing to eat? They're not fallen. They were obedient children until the fall. He was calling my son. The prophet says, he was my son. I loved him. What was eating? Another thing that I would like people to understand, those maybe who are listening in and who are going to listen to this, No fighting, no fighting. Just look at this. Just look at this. What is eating? What is eating? Do you think it was a mango tree that they were eating? Don't have that kind of an idea. Because now, if you come with that kind of an idea, then we're gonna have another picture that is not true. This is a spiritual revelation. They were eating. What is eating? Is having communion. What is communion? It's communicating. I hope you know that. The prophet interpreted that the communion is eating. That's eating my bread, my bread, drinking my bread and drinking and eating my body. He says that is communicating. You're communicating with God. So eating that tree was actually communicating. He says that is communicating. Eating is communicating. That is the meaning of the word eating. It's not just eating. It's just communicating. You're communicating with God. Do you understand that? So that is the kind of eating that was happening. They were communicating with God. They were having, in other words, you can say they were having communion in the Garden of Eden. Were they having communion? That's the quote like that. They were having communion. They were together. Adam and Eve was coming. God was coming. They had the fellowship. Can I say this? What is communion, by the way? Communion is when we eat bread. Let's bring it here. So that anybody, communion is when we eat bread. Churches are still doing that. Eat bread and drink wine. That's what we call communion, isn't it? Now the prophet comes to tell us what that is. They're not just eating. It's communicating. Communion is communicating. Do you understand that? Then he brought it here. And he said, when we are there, when you come in the communion, don't eat unworthily. Don't eat it if you have something against you. If you have a brother, leave the eating there and go fix your problem with you and then come back. But don't eat. And he says, people died in the church ages because of that. Now he says, this is the real thing. We are now communicating with him. We are hearing him, and in our hearts, we are answering. Do you get what I'm saying? This is the new communion. We are eating him. We are eating this. That's what we eat in the supper. I will not eat you again. I will not drink again with you in this one of the vine until we do. And in heaven. Now we are drinking in heaven. We are in heaven drinking that and eating that. We are communicating. We are communing. Jesus Christ and his bride are communing. This is the new communion. Do you understand what I mean? That's the real communion, communicating. It's because we have been taken back to Eden. Because the one purpose was to take us back to Eden. The purpose of the Zadipu, the purpose of this coming was to take us to back to Eden. Because they were eating. What were they eating? They were eating Jesus. They had communion with Jesus. Because the cherubims were not there yet. They were having communion with Jesus. Don't put Jesus there and God there. Is there one there? Are you telling me there are two? It's one. It's one that was coming from heaven. What was he coming to do? That was communion, brothers and sisters. He was coming from heaven and talk. And I didn't need to. I don't know why he's come. I didn't need to. Because I know that's controversial. Please forgive me. I didn't need to bring it. But it's just that something come. They were having communion. They were having communion in the Garden of Eden. We are having communion, new communion now. They were not having that one of the vine. That was to do it until he comes, to remember him. Now he's done. We don't need to remember. He's here. We are eating him now. And that was what they were doing because we were taken back to what Adam and Eve were. They were eating. They were having communion. Communion is God talking to the people. God having communion. God was, the Bible says, the God was coming every evening. They had fellowship every day. Like we have here, they had every day. They had every day. That's communion. They were having communion. Communion is eating, like eating bread. They were eating him. There's a language used. We're eating God. Our souls are eating God. All right, I didn't want to go like that, but that's okay. Let me read this quote and just finish here. Let me just read this one. I don't think I'm going to finish it even. All right. I don't know which you want to read and which you want to read. But let me read this very fast. All right. In the book of Revelation, part 3. The Lord said, behold, the man is become one of us. I know God good and evil. And now, And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat thereof, live forever. Therefore, the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and flaming sword, which stands everywhere. See, the four beasts. This is the four beasts. There he sees the four beasts. There's only four ways you can see. East, north, west, and south, just the cherubims, had a flaming sword in the gate of the garden, to keep the way of the tree of life. Because of if man ever got hold of the tree of life, he could live forever. And these cherubims, first mentioned, was placed in the east gate of the garden, going four ways. I should have made that a little different from that. I can't do just to God, God's orders and things like that. But I just saw that, in other words, if he doesn't say this, you will not be doing just the orders from God, the things that he's been taught to do from God, so that you know what I mean. There is the Garden of Eden. And this is the gate right here. Opens up here, swings out. And at this gate there was cherubims. And remember, it doesn't say cherubim. It said cherubims. Cherubim was placed there to guard what? The tree of life. That is what there was to guard. The way of the tree of life. The way, who is the way? Where is it reflected from? Here is the holy place. Here are the cherubims. This is the way of Jesus Christ. So let's get there. When you have the quotes, you can read that. And if you have a question that you think maybe I didn't clarify very well, even those who are listening in, Brother Michael, you did marvelous there, because I thought, and Mongi had asked me, why are you going to have yours? And Michael is, we've got to have ours. That did good, because I don't think it could have reached our congregation, because we have virtual congregation that listen to. And we don't realize that. But when you preach, and some people are asking, brother, you say this when you preach, you realize you have a congregation that's out there. And Brother Michael does a very good job. And God bless you, Brother Michael. That helps people who are our congregation outside there. And those people who are listening to us, if you have a question, please just, and not only a question, I'm not inviting only a question for clarity, I'm also criticism. No, let me not. It doesn't sound very well when I say criticism, but something that you don't agree with, just bring it up, and not for argument. Just give me a quote. And so sometimes people think because you preach this, then you know something. Then you asked a question and you realize, okay, I have not looked at that. And then when you look at it and when you say you don't know, they feel like, why are you saying you don't know when you preach it? You can bring something and I don't know, and I'll tell you exactly I don't know until I go back there and look at it and I know it. And one of the things, for those people maybe who would like to ask me a question, remember, I don't answer. I may say some things here that maybe I don't have a quote for, but I don't answer your question unless I have a quote, I have the prophet for, because I don't believe I know it. I don't believe I know it. I believe I should say what the prophet said. If I don't have what the prophet said, that's my idea, is as good as yours. You can have yours also. We can have, each one of us can have our, and it's not good. Let's say and run to see what the prophet says and leave it there. I like it that. So if I say I don't know, just don't worry. That does not mean I'm not studying. I'm studying, I'm looking at it. I'm also seeking other brothers who maybe know. But until I know, I don't see it. I don't say it. So, and I don't know many things. I'm a student of this message. Yeah? I'm a student. I'm learning, just like you're learning. So may God bless you. And thank you very much. I think we can pray. Oh, brother, don't, brother. Yeah, okay. Okay, Brother Michael. Oh, Brother Michael, we can come free. No, Brother Michael, come and pray. We'll come and pray, Brother Michael. Come and pray for us. Come and pray for us, Brother Michael. Oh, I'm giving you more work. I'm sorry, Brother Michael.
Amen. Enjoyed that. And I agree with him. Say what the prophet said. That was the mouthpiece of God. That was God speaking through human lips. And so let's stand. We can't say it any better than God said it.
Right. Amen.
I can tell my wife I love her And it means a whole different thing than when her dad says he loves her. It's a different relationship. Or you say you love her or something, but it hits a little bit deeper when your husband tells you he loves you, or your wife tells you, just something special. So, let's remember one another. Remember family, going through things, storms, different things. And remember one another. We go to and fro for our work, travels, and pray for our sister in school to get her through. And it's important, and so it's part of it. So we'll pray one for another. So let's pray, and we'll be dismissed, and then we'll have a little food here. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it such a privilege to come together, Lord, with family, Lord, with brothers and sisters, Lord, that have the same source of life, Lord. And they're not coming from a different source. They come straight from your mind, just like I did, like each one of us did here, Lord. And Lord, as we come together, as the brother talked about communion, Lord, we fellowship with one another, Lord. That's us fellowshipping with you, Lord, not fellowshipping with the world or an idea, Lord, but true communion, Lord, and the true intelligence, the true revelation, Lord, to be a manifestation in this day, Lord. We appreciate that, Lord. And we ask that you continue to give healing to our brother, Lord, as his hand is watching him move it more and more each day, Lord, just getting stronger each day, Lord. We thank you for the work that you're doing, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. We thank you for bringing Brother Don back to us, Lord, and ask that you be with his little family there in Canada, Lord, as you continue to touch him and lead him and guide him, Lord. We miss him, Lord, and we just ask that you be with him, Lord. And each part of your bride around the world, Lord, we know it's made up of every tongue and kindred, Lord, and nation, Lord. And we know that, like the brother said, that we're with you, and you're with us, Lord, and you bring us through it all, and you give us the answer, Lord, and we thank you. We ask that you go with us as we leave this place. May we continue to have you in our hearts and our minds continually, Lord, that each of our motives and our movements and our actions, whatever it may be, Lord, would be a representation of you, Lord. And it will be, Lord, as we could surrender more and more each day, we begin to manifest you in a greater way, Lord. Give us that strength and that revelation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.